Welcome to the Americana Bistro Grill at the AG News Show, which is in the webpage alvarezgalloso.com. I'm your host, Roberto Alvarez Galloso, serving you the best in Americana music. Right now, I have one of the greatest artists from Utah, now living in California. She is an institution when it comes to Americana music. She is one of the heiresses of Joan Baez, of also Peter, Paul, and Mary, and all the other great folk rock and country singers, which encompass the Americana realm, Jen Hodge. For me, Jen, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, you're so great that we even have you in our as our theme when for opening our programs. But right now we're not talking about themes or previous successes, which has been excellent, phenomenal. We're talking about your latest EP. Please feel free to tell us what's the name of the EP, and what inspired you to record the EP.
Well, I've been working on an album for some time and have run into some trouble in finishing the full-length album. But my recording engineer and I sat down and we looked at what was ready to go. And we were able to find 5 songs that we had done that were just perfect and ready to release. So we decided to package those as a 5-song EP that's called Idlewild. And each of the songs is inspired by this place where I live, up in the mountains in Southern California.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. And in addition, how has Idlewood, you're originally from Utah. How has Utah and Idlewood, California inspired you for not only this EP, but also for your music?
Well, I'm really inspired by nature. And I think that the state of Utah has some just gorgeous, gorgeous places that they just move me every time I go to see them. And I think that Southern California, the whole state of California really is really unique and amazing. You could drive a few hours and be in something completely different. And Idlewild is sort of a dream for me, a dream come true. When I was a kid, I know I always used to kind of dream about living in a cabin in the woods and, you know, having a view of pine trees out my window every day and to see big mountains. And now that's what I do. That's where I live. It's great. It's exactly what I wanted.
Okay, that's really great about Idlewild. How do you reconcile this latest EP with your previous CDs and EPs that you have recorded?
Well, it's kind of similar to what I've done before, because, you know, I'm Jen Hodge, and really I don't change that much from CD to CD. I think that the songs on this album are they're really close to my heart. They all are based on people and places that I know and real experiences that I've had. It's more of the same, I think. But it is recorded a little bit differently than my other work. All of my other CDs, I worked very closely with Ken Kruckenberg in Utah. And I just don't have access to Utah as often anymore. So I tried a new recording engineer. His name is Mike Gustin. And I think he did a fine job. I think that we got the sound that we wanted, and we brought in the supporting musicians that helped to elevate it. And I think it's a very fine product that we came up with.
Yeah, great. And are you going to be making a full-fledged CD out after this EP?
With the songs? Yes, I'm still working on that. Now, these 5 songs won't be on the full-length CD that I'm still working on. So I do need to come up with 5 more songs for the new CD. But I think that You know, with the other songs for the CD being mostly done, they just need some, you know, they just need to be completed, really. There's you know, we've recorded a lot of backing tracks that need to be mixed, and there are a couple of elements missing, like drums, and I have a couple of songs where I just really want to bring in a choir. I think that would be so beautiful to have just a bunch of singers, you know, backing something up. But that's hard to do.
Yeah, many things are hard to do, but even regardless, Jen, you, with the few resources that you have in recording your CDs, you have managed to give everybody a natural feel that is very much needed in today's music, especially here in the United States, and much more in the West.
Thank you.
And are you going to be doing any tour to promote your EP and your CD in the future?
Well, I'm still working full time, and so it's hard for me to go on tour, except sometimes I do have opportunities to travel with my work. So I try and fit in music opportunities kind of around the edges. So this EP is mostly out there on the web. That's pretty much the way that you would get it. And not so much from live shows, which is usually the way that I've done it. This is a kind of a new model for me, you know, to just like put it out there and say, this is something you can listen to and I hope you enjoy it. And then we'll see what happens from there. I'm on Spotify. I'm on, you know, Amazon Music. It's in all the places where you would get digital music.
Yeah, all the digital areas like Spotify, Amazon, which is the other one. Spotify, Amazon, CD Baby,
iTunes. Yeah, CD Baby. Yeah, all of those.
So to find Jen Hodge, you could either find you at your webpage, Jen Hodge, like J-E-N, and then Hodge, H-A-J-J-E, and then also the different digital tunes and digital pages.
And how you spell my name matters, especially if you're looking for me on Spotify. So 1 N, 3 J's.
1 and 3 J's.
Yeah, there's a J at the beginning and 2 J's.
Yeah, I said Jen, J-E-N, and then Hodge, H-A-J-J.
And, yep, that's right.
And also, being interviewed with programs like this, because we're the Americana Bistro Girl is one of your greatest promoters. We're trying to do everything. We reach an audience worldwide.
I really do appreciate that too.
And we do everything to make sure that our artists, especially our favorite artists like you, get all the coverage and all the publicity that you deserve.
Thank you.
And should you ever come to Florida to do tourism or even to participate in the Key West Singer-Songwriter Festival or the Key Largo Original Song Festival, which will be coming this May, please, by all means, appear, and we will gladly arrange an interview. And if you're ever around Fort Lauderdale or in Miami and I could get out of my regular job or take a day off, I will gladly have an interview with you, and we will promote it and everything, because you as an artist rock. You're one of our greatest and favorite artists.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And yeah, I do look forward to the chance of getting to meet you in person someday.
But right now, what we're gonna do is I'm gonna be signing off for all of my viewers and listeners, and then I'm gonna be saying goodbye to you later on. So don't hang up.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks again, everyone.
For me, and you could, and in fact, you could even close with the "This is the Americana Bistro Girl" with Jen Hodge, and then we'll go for there. For everybody in the Americana Bistro Grill, I would like to wish everybody the best now and always. Be safe. Be friendly towards one another. We need to be friendly. We need to be working together and listening to beautiful music like the one promoted by Jen Hodge. And we should have a lot of peace. So I'm inviting, and I'm doing a challenge right now. I challenge everybody to practice peace in, peace out, and peace everywhere through your brothers and sisters and everyone else. Like the song from the 1960s, "Come on, people now, smile at your brothers and your sisters," and everybody should get together. Peace in, peace out, and peace everywhere. Thank you, Jen.
Thank you.
And best wishes.